Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Well, say, ladies, I'm glad you dropped in because I'm about to give you a real wash day demonstration.
What? What do you know about washing clothes?
Plenty. You see, I'm an expert on duds, and I'm going to show you exactly what this amazing new kind of granulated soap can do.
Well, what's so amazing about it?
Well, duds does all three kinds of wash. Dirty work shirts, streaky towels, the colored rayon clips.
What? You mean this does everything?
Oh, that's impossible.
Not so fast, madam. It may be impossible for old-fashioned granulated soap, but not new does. A brand new kind of granulated soap. Not just a new improvement of an old soap. And now, ladies, if you just watch me, I'll show you what does can do. Now, look. First, here's a piece of rayon clip. See how soiled and dull it looks?
Yes.
Now, here's a piece of that same rayon washed the new does.
My, look how bright it is. Yes, nice and soft, too.
All right, now next, look at this piece of dirty overall.
Why, that's even dirtier than my husband gets his.
Now, here's a piece of that very same overall washed and does. See how clean it is?
Wonderful. And you don't have to scrub hard?
Not with does. There's no soap made. Gets clothes clean easier than new does. But look, ladies, here's the crowning test of what wonders does. Look at this piece of grimy towel.
Why, it's almost black.
You bet. And here's a piece of that same towel washed and does. Look at that snowy whiteness.
It's marvelous. Just dazzling white. Say, this does is amazing. I don't care what else it can do if it gets clothes so gleaming white.
Lady, you've never seen whiter washes than new does gives you. In fact, we don't know of a single other soap that can beat does for its three-way combination of safety, ease, and whiteness. So, ask for does today. Remember, it's that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z, does. And next wash day, let does do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, today is Molly's big day. The last day, perhaps, from a long war that she waged on behalf of what she thought was right. And Molly seems to be winning. For Oriane is not going to marry Wade. And Margaret Way wants her former husband back. Well, now Molly feels that she just has to bring Dr. Cater and Oriane together. They are together, in fact, in the next room. But they've been talking about Margaret Way and how Oriane can help her rebuild her life with her former husband. And Molly, well, she's just too content for words. But
Emily, do you want me to spill you another cup of coffee, dear?
No, thanks, Mom. I'm late already.
Well, so you'll be another minute late. Sit down. Please finish your roll anyway, nevertheless.
Yeah?
I want a drink with you. Sit down. Talk, dear.
Mom.
Yes.
Ma, Oriane and Dr. Cater still inside quarreling.
Who said quarreling? They're disgusting.
Oh, Ma. A woman like Oriane, living in the 20th century, making a game out of telling Dr. Cater she loves him. Well, that kind of coyness went out with bustles, fainting, and the one-horse shade. A modern woman ought to be frank and honest. When you love a man, say it. I love you. That's the end of it.
Well, maybe she's telling him now.
Yeah. Worst of all, this is what it means for Wade.
What do you mean, Sonny?
I mean about the pardon.
Well, we'll see. Mr. Wade can't see the trees for the forest.
He can't see anything but Oriane. He can't even think straight. If I ever loved a woman like that so that I forgot my obligations to myself and everyone else, I'd jump in the lake.
Jump in the lake. You don't jump in the lake so quickly.
At least Dr. Cater has a clear head on his shoulders, even if Oriane doesn't...
Well, she's trying to do what's right, Samuel.
She's done so much wrong doing right, it would have been much better if she tried it the other way.
Well...
If only Dr. Cater would tell her, explain...
It's not for us to discuss backwards and forwards, Samuel. It's not for us to discuss backwards and forwards. After all, they're talking, they'll talk it out. After all, what do we know what's going on in her heart? What do we know what's going on in his heart? From a person's face, you can't tell, darling. You can't tell. You know that. Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I mean, for instance, I mean, as man to man, you think that Dr. Cater loves Oriane?
Well, by now, he probably doesn't even know what he's talking about. Boy, when you want a mess, start talking love to a woman.
Was that my question?
No, I'm telling you, Ma, I'm learning from experience. I think I'll pick my wife out of the Sears Roebuck catalog. They don't have the word love in the index.
Sammy, I don't like your attitude.
No, because you're a sentimentalist, Ma. You like to take a feeling and drag it out until it screams for mercy.
I like to take
You can't help yourself. It's the way you are.
Who is it?
Oh, I'll see.
Well, who is it?
It's me, Mom.
Rosalie? What did she come home for?
Oh, no, she went to school already.
Rosalie? What are you standing by the door? What is this? What did you come home for, sir?
Mama's talking to you.
I forgot my gym clothes.
That's your gym clothes? How did you forget your gym clothes?
Ma.
Well, what are the mom?
Ma, Orianne and Dr. Cater were quarreling.
Take your gym clothes.
I don't want to go in there again to think I'm trying to listen.
Not much. That's what you came back for, isn't it?
Oh, Ma.
Please. Stop now. Please. There's your gym clothes.
Ma.
All right. You said it. They're quarreling. Get your gym clothes.
Go the back way.
What did you do with the gym clothes? I had over here the big sweater with the turtle-eyed neck. What did you do with it?
I don't know, Ma.
Over here.
Well, get it, Rosie.
Where's the gym slippers? Tamla, over there's the gym slippers.
All right.
If you'd come home, then you have a gymnasium day. If you'd come home, Rosie, you would take all your things together and put it together. The slippers and the sweater and everything. You would bundle it up nicely. If it come to gym day, you would have it.
Ma.
All right, here.
Ma.
Take it.
I'm going too.
All right.
Ma, maybe you would go in, huh?
Please. Goodbye and take your gym clothes together.
Ma, I'm going the back way too.
All right. And Tamla, dear, one second. If it's inconvenient, please stop off on your way to the hotel and find out when Mrs. Ray is leaving.
Ma, that's what telephones are made for.
Oh, that's an answer.
But you're
all right. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm very much obliged.
Ma.
All right. Bundle your neck and button up your neck and go already. So, Oria?
Goodbye, Ma.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Button up your neck. Don't go like that. And slam the door. Shouldn't be breezes.
All right.
Orion, where's Dr. Cater? Did he run? Did he left?
Oh, what's wrong with me?
Huh?
Why must I keep fighting him? Why can't I just say to him straight out that I love him? I wanted to say it a million times, and I couldn't.
Well, I just
stood there staring at him while he kept talking. I don't think I even heard what he said. I just wanted to say, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. I don't know what's wrong with me.
So quiet yourself, darling. Quiet yourself. It's never too late to say I love you. Please. Please, darling. So quiet yourself, no? Please. Did Dr. Cater say anything about Mrs. Ray?
Oh, he was very angry with me. And I could have said I love you and, oh, I'm a fool. But the words just wouldn't come out.
Please sit down, Maria. And just sit down and quiet yourself. Please, should I spill you something? Huh? Should I spill you something? Sit down, darling. And what did Dr. Cater said about Mrs. Ray?
Oh, that was the most wonderful part about
him. Yeah, let me hear.
The most wonderful thing about him. He knew. He knew exactly what she felt. And he knew exactly what I should say to her. I'm supposed to say that Edward is giving me up. Giving me up so she'll see that she isn't taking what's left of the man she loves. And it's so true, isn't it? A woman wants to be first. The only one and the last one in a man's life. It's true, isn't it, Miss Gordon?
Surely it's true, Orion. Of course it's true. So quiet yourself, darling. Quiet yourself and we'll see what will be.
I looked at him and I felt as if I had been blind up to that minute. And when he began to speak about the woman's heart, when he told me how Mrs. Way felt, she must be feeling. When he described the life she must have led, I knew he knew. He wasn't just talking out of the psychology books. He was talking of what actually went on in her mind and her heart. Oh, he was wonderful.
Dr. Cates is a very wonderful and he's a very famous man, Orion.
Yes, but he's good, too, and oh, sweet and gentle. He knows what a person feels. How important it is. People aren't patients to him. They are loving, suffering, willing human beings. And he wants to give them all his skill and all his knowledge.
Of course. Orion, did you tell him everything that you're telling me?
No. I told him that I hated him and despised him and never wanted to see him again.
But what?
You
you walked out of the room, you might have had the good manners to say, I'm sorry.
Dr. Cater, I just want to say something, if I may.
Mrs. Gordon,
sometimes I think the older people get the more childish they get about certain things.
Undoubtedly.
I suppose you mean me.
Does it sound true to you?
Do you mean me?
Oh, never mind your age, Oriane. A woman always is the wrong age.
Oh, I think... I don't think you know a single thing about the way a woman feels.
You are the most obstinate, pig-headed...
Don't shout at me.
I'm not shouting. Did what I said about Mrs. Way make sense?
Suppose it did.
Remember, you're not doing this for me. You're doing it for yourself. You know she loves Way. You know you don't. She wants him back. You don't want him at all. Therefore, call her. Tell her that Way is giving you up. Is that clear?
Yes.
But mean it. Make her believe it. So she won't think she's getting the leftovers. The only decent thing to do.
You don't have to keep hammering the point home.
Just a minute, please, Orion. Dr. Cater.
If you
please,
excuse me, I have to leave now.
Please, Dr. Cater, Orion.
Where do I leave my hat?
Dr. Cater, please. If Orion, please. If you don't talk, I will talk.
She told me everything she has to say.
Not everything, Dr. Cater, not everything. Orion, please, will you tell Dr. Cater what you told me, that you love him?
I'm awfully sorry to hear that, Orion. Because I'm the kind of man who never wants second choice. I don't like leftovers either.
Well, poor Molly is petrified when she hears this. Everything was just rolling according to plan. And here Dr. Cater, sensitive, understanding, gentle Dr. Cater, according to Orianne, just brutally pushed Orianne away. He doesn't seem to be much of a psychologist when it comes to himself. Say, who does the dishes at your house? You do? Well, then chances are you've been struggling along with those old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean, those mild bar soaps that don't have real speed, or those tough granulated soaps that fail on safety for your hands. Oh, but those halfway soaps are a thing of the past. Now that new Does is here. Does, you know, is that wonderful new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash, and it has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra safety for your hands. Why, extra safety for your hands. Why, Does treat your hands like a baby. Just notice how beautifully soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, it's the only leading granulated laundry soap to give your hands this extra gentle care. Yet, Does can't be beat by any other soap for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yet, you can tell by the suds there's nothing halfway about Does. It has everything for dishes. Just ask for Does today. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. Next time, Molly tries a little old-fashioned psychology of the kind every mother knows. And she uses a great big dose of it, too. This is James Fleming, wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of oil.